Back in 1973, it seemed that Bruce Lee became a star overnight with the premiere of the martial arts film Enter the Dragon. Audiences were transfixed by his fighting style, punctuated by Lee's outcries. Unfortunately, stardom came too late for Bruce Lee, who died before the film's opening. He was 32 years old. But as we see in the new documentary, Be Water, in his short career, Bruce Lee broke the long-held stereotypes of Asian men, even when those stereotypes threatened to hold him back. Be Water premieres on ESPN this Sunday, and director Bao Nguyen joins us now via Skype. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me, Tanya.
And Bao, I'm a late 80s kid, and Bruce Lee was such an important pop culture icon. Every kid I knew was on the playground pretending to be Lee. So much of it is so remarkable that by then he had been gone almost two decades. Why was it important for you to tell Bruce Lee's story?
For me, Bruce Lee has always been this mythical figure. I've always seen him through the lens of his legacy rather than him as a person. And I realized that I didn't know anything about Bruce Lee, the person. I only, again, knew him as this icon. And I found that in order for us to really aspire and connect to these heroic figures that we relate to, we have to know who they were as a person. We have to kind of dive deep into the humanistic qualities of them. And that was one of the main goals I had when I was making the film and developing it in the first place.
One of the things we learn from your film is about Bruce Lee's childhood in Hong Kong in the 1940s and 50s. And we learned that he was actually a child film star. Tell us more about that.
Many people would consider him like the Macaulay Culkin of Hong Kong at that time. And it was interesting just unpacking the myth, right? Learning about all aspects of his life starting from Hong Kong. I felt like we really had to understand where Bruce Lee was coming from as a person who grew up in a very multicultural city like Hong Kong, but then arrived to the shores of America, first in San Francisco and then to Seattle, where he settled for a bit. And those relationships that he formed, I think, were formative to who he became as not just a martial artist, but as a philosopher and a film star.
Let's talk about that for a moment. You mentioned Seattle. His father sent him to the United States to go to school in Seattle in 1959. And as we hear from cultural critic Jeff Chang in your film, this move was a shock for him. Let's listen.
When Bruce moves to the U.S., his identity is suddenly a minority, a Chinese minority in a white country. He has to face the conundrum that all immigrants face. Who am I going to be? What is my identity? How do I express myself? And how in U.S. society can I even be seen?
As you point out, being seen for Bruce Lee was complicated by the way that Asian men were portrayed in film and television at the time. Can you talk more about that?
No, this was the late 1950s, early 60s. So the Vietnam War was just starting to boil up a bit. And, you know, a decade earlier was the Korean War, and two decades earlier was World War II, where the Japanese were America's enemy. So the face of the Asian American or Asian male was very much the face of the enemy to a lot of Americans. And so those type of foreign policy decisions and conflicts created these stereotypes and portrayals of Asians on screen as villains, as enemies. And also with the advent of the model minority myth, where Asians were seen as very docile and kind of subservient, they played sidekicks and they played servants. And that was the type of roles that Bruce Lee broke out of when he eventually went to Hollywood. And that was his goal, was to kind of not show the Asian American male in these stereotypical roles.
Mm. When he went to Hollywood, though, he taught martial arts. Can you talk a little bit, though, about his time in Hollywood and how those stereotypes held him back during that time?
People couldn't see past his Chinese features and his accent, even though he had a pretty great accent for someone who just came to America, right? Mm. And now his accent is quite famous and everyone tries to replicate it in many ways. But One of the things that I learned from Bruce Lee making this film is how much he was a student of everyone that he taught and everyone that he interacted with. You know, his first student, Jesse Glover, was a young African-American man. Mm-hmm. And Jesse was a victim of police brutality. And that's why he decided to learn self-defense, to learn martial arts. And I think that idea really informed Bruce. He created these ideas of bridging the gap, of building bridges between people instead of building walls and barriers. And that's another thing that I really take away that really is relevant and hopefully resonates with today's audiences.
Yeah. Bruce Lee's frustration sent him back to Hong Kong, and he became successful in films there, which led to Hollywood then becoming interested in him again, and to the making of Enter the Dragon. How much was that film an expression of Bruce Lee and the work that he wanted to do?
I think it was really a combination of all the things that he wanted to do at the time. Of course, I don't think, you know, he didn't expect that that would be his last film. But in many ways, because he was able to put in his own philosophy, his own ideas, and direct the action and really have a hand in the script. It's such a tragedy that he had this goal to break into Hollywood, to become a big star, to be this advocate for Asian American representation. And he passed away a few weeks before the opening of the film. So he never realized that dream. And I think sometimes people forget that Bruce Lee had to struggle and had to fight for where he eventually got.
Mm. I want to ask you a question about the way you filmed the documentary. You had remarkable photos and film of Lee, and you spoke to various people who knew him, but we never see the people who are talking. Why did you decide to shoot the film this way?
I wanted to feel like Bruce was in the present moment with us. The stories were very much in the present. By never going back to the modern day interviews that we shot, we're very much living in the same time period as Bruce Lee, you know, 1960s America, 1970s Hong Kong, and placing ourselves in that world. And one thing that I found very poignant too is at the end of the film, we start seeing some of the faces that I interviewed. Everyone is, you know, in their 70s and 80s, and we always see Bruce Lee in his 20s and 30s, and we see him in his most kind of peak, right? And I always think when I see those faces in their 80s, what would Bruce Lee have looked like in his 80s as well?
I also want to ask you, your film is called Be Water, and that's part of one of the most well-known quotes from Bruce Lee. Let's listen.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Can you talk more about the significance of that quote, which is now the title of your film?
I found that in addition to Bruce being water, it was a metaphor for the story of America being water and how Bruce approached America and how he saw it. And there's moments in the film where we step back a bit from Bruce's story, and then we talk about what Asians and Asian Americans had to go through that led up to the moment that Bruce Lee would be rejected by Hollywood. And I always think of these moments as sort of rocks that Bruce Lee faced and that he had to kind of get past, like water in a way, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, my parents were Vietnamese war refugees, and my mother, she feels more American than Vietnamese now. So I think the idea of America is fluid, right? It blends and melds into water, just like Bruce Lee's quote says. And we're always trying to find these moments of progress. Right now, we are in a moment where we as a country are crashing against these rocks, and we have to try to find a way to move around it. But these rocks will always exist in many different forms. And I think Bruce Lee's lessons to the world are still very relevant today.
Bao Nguyen tells the story of the late actor and martial artist Bruce Lee in the new film Be Water. It airs Sunday on ESPN. Bao Nguyen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.